Matter of fact, I'm usually saying, Father, yeah, well, please take all this away from me. I'm so tired of this happening to me. Woe is me. But he said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Because when you're weak, you seek Yahweh. It really sinks down deep into my mind. We must pray. We must ask Yahweh for more of His Holy Spirit. On this day of Pentecost, when it was poured out, that must have been a great blessing. I long for the day when we can see that once again. That we can lay hands on somebody and they'll be healed. When I can go out and if we go to a foreign country and there's no one there that understands the words that we speak, I can stand up here and speak and everybody in the room will understand what I'm saying. Not because I'm speaking in some babble or some tongue, but because they can understand the language because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I keep asking myself, why don't we see this stuff already? And I firmly believe, and I apply this to my life, it's because I'm not doing enough to make sure that the sword of the Spirit is sharp. I don't spend enough time in prayer and fasting. Yahshua told the disciples, they said, why can't we cast out this demon over here? And he said, those kind come not out by prayer and fasting. Maybe that's why we don't see it. Maybe it's just not time. I don't know, brethren and sisters. But we have to sharpen that spirit. Today is a day of remembering when Yahweh's Holy Spirit was poured out upon us. But let us go forth from this day forward and put forth more effort and strive to sharpen the sword of the Spirit. But a sermon like this would not be complete without talking about the fruits of the Spirit. As I'm drawing this to a conclusion, let's read about the fruits of the Spirit. And remember, we're not actually talking about the Spirit here, but the Spirit's sword and how to keep it sharp. Galatians chapter 5. I want to read verse 1 first. For freedom, the Messiah set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and be not entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Is that yoke of bondage? Could that yoke of bondage be depression? Depressed about what's happening to you? Depressed about with woe is me? Or any other thing? It's not just sin. I believe it's a state of mind as well as sin. But it doesn't have to be. And now, I want to go down to verse 13. For you, brethren, were called for freedom. Only use not your freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but through love be servants one to another. Now I want to take us over to Exodus chapter 32. We're going to get to the fruits of the Spirit, but I want to bring out something here first. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 16. And the tables were the work of Elohim. He's talking about the tablets. And the writings were the writing of Elohim engraven upon the tables. I want to just bring out one thing right here. That word engraven is keruth, and it means freedom. It is liberty upon the tables. That is what that word means. So when he says right here, we're talking in Galatians chapter 5, he starts off talking about for freedom. There is freedom in keeping the law. That's what it says. But we were called, set free from the bondage of sin. But it must be in love for Yahweh and love among the brethren. That is what we face. That word is keruth. I don't have the number. Let's have K-E-R-R-U-T-H. Keruth.
The number
is 2801. Is that right? Okay. I'll insert it later, but it means freedom. Liberty upon the tables. That's a note I have in my Bible there. And so now as we move on. For you, brethren, were called for freedom. Only use not your freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but through love be servants one to another. That's the, see, before he even gets into the fruits of the Spirit, he talks about love for one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. That we have to avoid. That will dull the sword of the Spirit. It could be someone else's sword that I am dulling by saying something bad about that person. If I strive to keep my sword sharp, I sure don't want to dull anyone else's, because that means they got to work harder now because of something I have done. Verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if Yahweh's Holy Spirit abounds in us, superabounds in us, we will not walk by the flesh, we will walk by the Spirit. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that you may not do the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And I'm going to skip verses 19 and 20. I don't want to read about the works of the flesh. We're thinking about and talking about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, and what we can do to sharpen the sword of the Spirit. We're going to jump down. I'm not omitting these words. They're in the Scriptures, and they're very important, but I'd like for you to read them at a time when you can read them on your own and think about them closely. 19 and 20. 21. I want to go to verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. I think I preached a sermon one time about this right here. That word in the King James Version is gentleness. Number 5544 means usefulness, excellence in character or demeanor. Gentleness. I believe the gentleness should have been left in there, because the gentleness to me, it just carries more weight in my mind than kindness. Kindness is important, but gentle. I'm more rough and ready, and I don't like that, but that's just the life that I have lived, and I'm sorry for that. I would much rather be a gentleman, true gentleman. But that life has made us this way. And as I was talking a while ago about the hardness of the heart, one of the fruits of the Spirit is kindness or gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, humble. That's another whole subject in itself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that He may exalt you. Don't become arrogant. Those are all things that will dull. That's just like arrogance and stuff like that. It's just like taking that sword. It's got a fine edge on it. And I can remember him saying, we'd always slice a piece of paper. And my daddy or my granddaddy would say, that's wood. And when you cut that, you actually take a little bit of the edge off of that fine knife that you just made sharp. And when the works of the flesh, which we did not read, every time that we fulfill one of those, we take that sword with that sharp edge on it, and we might as well drag it across the concrete. And how long does it take us to get that edge back on that sword? I don't know. I don't know how long it takes you. It takes me a while. Meekness. Self-control. Against such there is no law. No law. And they that are the Messiahs have impaled the flesh with the passions and the lust of it. And verse 25. This is key point. We have to understand. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, even if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. All of this, see, I mean, we read the fruits of the Spirit, and then it goes right on admonishing us how to help one another. It doesn't say anything about make sure you take care of yourself, make sure you're in good shape, make sure it talks about helping someone else. If any man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, looking to yourself, though, be careful, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Messiah. If you bear, he doesn't say if you take it good, if you're able to bear it. It says if you bear someone else's burdens, then you fulfill the law of the Messiah. For if a man thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each man prove his own work. Let each man sharpen the sword of the Spirit. I can't sharpen the sword of the Spirit for you. I can stand up here and preach all day long. But if you don't sit down with Yahweh and you don't study the Word, that sword is not going to be sharpened. Let each man prove his own work, and then he shall have his glory in regard of himself alone. Not somebody else patting you on the back or patting me on the back or whoever, but then you and Yahweh, and not of alone, and not of his neighbor. It's not up for somebody else to thank you. You have to look to Yahweh and say, Father Yahweh, I've done the best I can. For each man shall bear his own burden. But let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. That's not me. Him that teaches in all good things is Yahweh. So talk to Yahweh. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Have a conversation with him. There's times, I don't know who all has seen Fiddler on the Roof, but I can remember Tevye looking up to Yahweh and just